When a baseball broadcaster has to describe a game that is lackluster at best, they may resort to talking about all kinds of things to keep a listener interested. Perhaps they even talk about things like utility poles. The story of a broadcaster and that famous utility pole is today's edition of The American Countryside. How do you make sure your farm is ready for tax season? What about the latest technology for 2019? Those are some of the topics we're tackling on Farming the Countryside.
If prices are strong on relatively new used equipment, is there a soft spot for people willing to take on something older?
For our Farm Journal family, I just wrote advice for 2019. My advice was to look at the soft spot.
I'm Andrew McCray, your host for Farming the Countryside, a podcast brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
Listen to Farming the Countryside on the AgriTalk app or wherever you get your favorite podcast.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you were able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
It was April 8, 1969. Denny Matthews was a brand new broadcaster for a brand new team, the Kansas City Royals.
You always remember your first hit. You always, as a pitcher, remember your first win. I always remember my first game as a big league broadcaster. And as fate would have it, it went extra innings. And as we do now, Buddy and I traded off every other inning. And we won the game in the 12th inning. And I just happened to be on the air in the 12th inning. And so I became the first person to ever say the Royals win.
Whether win or lose, he soon learned not to get caught up in either.
I figured out a long time ago, Andrew, that I don't have a thing to do with whether we win, lose, or get rained out because I don't throw a pitch, I don't try to field a ground ball or swing a bat. And I've also discovered that if, as a broadcaster, you're only as good as your team, then you might want to do something else because that isn't the idea.
Every broadcaster hopes for a great game that keeps listeners hanging on for the thrilling outcome. The reality is, there are many games in which the broadcasters may have to make a lopsided game more interesting. Matthews is known for his witty remarks that make people smile no matter what the score. One favorite originates with a player from Poland.
There's a guy named Frank Kostro, played for the Twins, and he was of Polish descent, and he was the type of player who played a lot of different positions, so thus utility player. And I just put all those things together, and I said, well, the Twins have a utility pole.
Whether it is describing a utility pole or the outcome to an exciting game, Matthews has been describing the game of baseball for 5 decades now. Traveling the Countryside in Kansas City, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.